Welcome back to the countdown. Me, Hunter, this is the NFL draft special. Hunter, the NFL draft, thrilling. Some good picks, some bad picks, some things we didn't like. Caleb Williams going number one to the Bears. We knew that was going to happen. Jane Daniels going to Commanders. I think we were both surprised about that. I didn't think the Commanders would take him. I thought they would take Drake May and then Jane Daniels to the Patriots. But we knew for sure those first three were going off the board.
Yeah.
Then we go into Marvin Harrison Jr., goes to the Cardinals, right?
Shocker.
Yeah, and then I think the biggest shocker for me early on was Joe Alt to the Chargers.
Yeah, I thought that was still our draft pick.
Yeah, he should have been to the Titans. That's who should have been. Joe Alt should have been.
And then we reached for J.C. Latham, and we should have got Rambo Dunze.
So my reaction to the first three picks, okay, the first three quarterbacks, Caleb Williams was guaranteed he was going. We figured that out. And I'm actually really excited for Caleb Williams. Excited for a good season for him. Jaden Daniels, I don't know how it's going to work out in Washington. It could be good. A lot of potential to be good. You know, Terry McLaurin could be a great duo. Could not be. Yeah. I mean, you know, go either way. The New England Patriots, though, what an idiotic move that was. Oh, yeah.
I can name one more idiotic, but I'll let you have your time.
We'll get to that one later. We can't even get down the road with that one. But I have a surprising take on that one, so we'll get there. But for the Patriots, I thought that, you know, you got Jacoby Brissett, right? Really, I thought they should have kept Mac Jones. And I know a lot of people say that's a bad take, but here's the deal. They gave up Mac Jones for practically nothing, right? Gave him to the Jags for nothing. Mac Jones and Drake May, what's the huge difference? Okay, Drake May's arm might be a little bit stronger, and he has a good running ability. But what is not different between Mac Jones and Drake May? They don't have anybody to throw the ball to. Absolutely nobody. If you look at Mac Jones' season when he was at Alabama, right, and they won the national championship against Ohio State, they played – Mac Jones had Najee Harris in the backfield. He had the Heisman Trophy winner in Devontae Smith, and he had Jalen Waddle. Two superstar talented wide receivers. Marvin Harrison Jr. and Rambo Dunze were the guys that the Patriots desperately needed, and I thought it would be better – for them to roll with Mac Jones or Jacoby Brissett, whatever, you know what I mean? Roll with either one of those guys. Get your receivers going. You need receivers. Next year, Shedeur Sanders or whoever else is going to be on the board next year. You could try to get – or you could try to trade for somebody, right, next year. But I thought receiver was crucial. I thought receiver had to be done. To get Drake May, he's our new quarterback. Got nobody for him to throw the ball to. The Patriots are going to be 4-13. They might win one more game. I mean, there ain't going to be much difference there. They might win one more game.
Six games. 4-6 games.
I'm winning anywhere close to six games. But I got maybe between 3 and 5. Between 3 and 5. I don't think they'll make 5 games. I really don't. I think they'll get absolutely slaughtered by the entire AFC East. I think the entire AFC. I think the Packers slaughter them. The Miami Dolphins run them down.
The Jets?
Well, that's my bad. I'm mad. And the Bills. By the way, I am absolutely upset with their second round pick. Okay, they could have traded up. The Patriots had the second pick in the second round. They could have moved it. Keon Coleman was there. The Bills got Keon Coleman. They could have moved that pick and gotten Keon Coleman. You know what I mean? Instead, they traded to the Chargers and gave the Chargers a wide receiver. Like, are you – the Patriots did nothing to help Drake May. They did nothing to help Drake May. Congratulations to Jerod Mayo just being Bill Belichick without a resume. I mean, absolutely incredible. You're starting your career in New England flawless. I mean, it's absolutely electric. I mean, everybody's like, "Oh, we had to get rid of Bill Belichick." You might as well have kept him. You might as well have kept Bill. I mean, if your entire goal was to do the same thing that Bill would have done, maybe possibly, then you should have just kept rolling with Bill Belichick.
Who's the GM of the Patriots?
I don't know. I have no idea. But all I know is Jerod Mayo is involved in this. He's absolutely involved in this, in these picks. And
I think they spent money on wideout, though, in the offseason. I think they bought some wideouts.
I don't think they got very good wideouts. I don't think they have anybody good.
We'll have to check.
They let Jacoby Myers walk to the Raiders 2 years ago, which was the worst thing they should have done. They should never let Jacoby Myers walk. Do you think? But here's the thing, right? Everybody and their brother knew the Cardinals were going to roll.
No,
Marvin Harrison Jr. if he was there, right?
Yeah,
everybody knew and their brother that Marvin Harrison Jr. was going to the Cardinals if he was there. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't the Patriots? He's a generational talent. I don't understand teams that are like, we're going to go get a quarterback over this generational talent wide receiver that, you know, we could get anybody in free agency, right? I bet Kirk Cousins would like to play with Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, like, come on now. Like, I'm upset with, I get what the Patriots are doing, but at the same time, I don't think it was the right move. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, so you're saying the Patriots are your team that you're upset with, right?
I got a huge problem with what they did, and I know who your team you're upset with. Everybody knows who we're upset with, but I mean, I think that is the other team that's a bummer. I think they were the other team.
My team that had the worst draft is the Atlanta Falcons. You signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year deal, $100-some million, and what do you do with your first round pick? You take Michael Penix Jr. So you want him to sit for 4 years? You haven't had a good edge rusher since 2018 and Vic Beasley. You need someone on defense that can get to the quarterback. Nope, we don't care about defense. Nope, not us.
Not only that, they could have paired Romeo Dunze on the other side, Drake London, if it came down to it.
They didn't. They did the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And everyone's like, well, that's a good pick because if Case Cousins is hurt. No. You shouldn't have spent money on Kirk Cousins then if you're worried about his injury. You were all in on Kirk. You should have stayed with Kirk. Now, if I'm Kirk Cousins, I'm the man in the trade. I'm like, this is bullshit. This is ridiculous. I want out. Your organization's a joke. Your team's a joke. I'm leaving.
So, all right. So, I took some time to think about this. And I've listened to so many people, right? Like, all over the sports news, the world, all over the sports world, you know, talking about this. Because this has obviously been the biggest story revolving around the NFL.
Yeah.
And I've listened to the Atlanta Falcons team and how they, you know, what they broke this down is too. So, here's how I'm taking it as, right? Here's how my best perception of this is happening. I don't think Atlanta is going to keep Kirk Cousins. I think Atlanta, they signed him to a 4-year deal, guarantee it's $180 million, guarantee $100 million. I think that they are going to only keep him for 2 of those years. First reason why. They have to know something about Kirk Cousins' Achilles tear. Something's wrong there. And I know Michael Penix could be a generational talent, but he is at the age of 23 right now. That means if you run through his career, really, in Kirk Cousins' career, right? If you're doing what you did with the past, the difference was Jordan Love was like 20 years old.
Yeah.
When they draft, and Aaron Rodgers had been there forever. Kirk Cousins just got there. That's why everybody's mad about this. It's not Matt Ryan. This isn't Matt Ryan that this happened to. Yeah. This is Kirk Cousins. And so, first thing I thought was they know something about the Achilles tear that we don't. They don't have a lot of faith in Kirk Cousins. And second, they're only keeping Kirk Cousins for a limited amount of time. I don't see anybody drafting a 23-year-old kid and starting him at the age of 27, then possibly being in his, you know, finally growing up in the NFL, right? Because they all go through the first year a disaster.
Yeah.
Except for Jordan Love. I mean, Jordan Love didn't really have, you know, he got to do half a season, but he wasn't really that great. But and then he came on this year and they were okay. But I think You can't start a quarter. You can't draft Michael Penix and start him at the age of 27 and 28. There's just no way that helps the Atlanta Falcons at all.
But again, if this was their plan, they shouldn't have signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year deal. This still makes the organization look stupid.
No, right. And they should have only signed him to the max of 3.
Right.
And then, guaranteed him for 2. But so I'm in absolute agreement with you, right? The only reason they never told Kirk Cousins is, well, they didn't want the pick to be exposed. They didn't want Kirk Cousins to be – they didn't tell him earlier because they didn't want Kirk Cousins – Kirk Cousins was going to be upset in the first place, number one, right, because he got there, and he was going to be upset on draft night. So either way, it was a bad situation to begin with. It's just –
they're stupid.
They are not – what I'm trying to say here is – and I know it, I'm swinging around a lot of shit. They're not going for a Super Bowl. They are not going to try to win right now. That's what I'm trying to say. They are more concerned of building a future. If you were trying to win right now, and I get it, listen, there's going to be more quarterbacks down the road. Michael Penix ain't the only guy that's ever going to be playing in Atlanta. You can draft longer down the road. That's why I originally thought they signed Kirk Cousins to 4 years, right? So they can prepare for that eventually. In 2 years, if they had drafted a quarterback, I'd have been like, okay, you know what I mean? They're trying to prepare for the end of Kirk Cousins, right? But
you give Kirk a 4-year deal, and then you just turn around and do this. It's dumb. It makes you look bad.
When I first watched it, I went, everybody went, you need to go Dallas Turner, right? Because of Vic Beasley. You need an edge. I said, okay, you get Dallas Turner or you get Romeo Dunze.
Yeah.
If you want to pay it because
– no one thought quarterback in this situation.
No, because I thought if you get Romeo Dunze – Kirk Cousins does great with receivers anyway.
Yeah.
And I thought – Romeo Dunze paired with Drake London and Kyle Pitts. That's a great – and Bijan Robinson in the backfield. That's a great offense right there. That's a great offense. This is disappointing. Atlanta is not going to be any good. And here's the thing. The more they fail this – the more they fail this season, the more the fan base is going to be blaming Michael Penix. Michael Penix – everybody needs to stop looking at Michael Penix and blaming him. It's not his fault. He didn't.
It's on the organization. It's on the Michael, owner, and it's on the freaking GM. It's awful.
So Atlanta is in a bad place. Look at the Saints. I mean, they drafted Spencer Rattler, but Derek Carr's still going to get the start. I love that pick. I do.
He's the Brock Purdy of this quarterback class.
Right.
Spencer Rattler.
I love Spencer Rattler. I love that pick.
I do too. I mean, look what he did in South Carolina. Dude had nothing, and he still found a way to win 5 games in the toughest conference in football.
I just don't think – I think this just tells the story that Atlanta's not trying to win right now. So that's just my honest opinion about it. I don't think Atlanta's trying to win right now. So
they're scrubbed.
They're just signing Kirk Cousins to hold down the fort. That's all they're doing.
Wasting money. They're wasting money.
They're wasting Kirk's career.
And they're wasting money.
I mean, yeah. Well, they've been doing that for a while. But, I mean.
I feel bad for Atlanta Falcons fans. This is just a sad day.
And not only that, and I feel bad for Kirk Cousins. I feel horrible for him.
I love Kirk.
He thought he was going there to potentially try to win, right? He wasn't mad they picked a quarterback. He was mad that they picked. So they didn't make the team better. They didn't make the team better in the first round. If they had drafted a quarterback in the second, the third round, they'd probably been okay with it. But because you drafted one at the 8th pick, it's not even – we're not talking about the 25th pick. We're talking about the 8th pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get Dallas Turner, Romeo Dunze right on the board and to not take them, disappointing.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Happy for Bo Nix.
I am too.
Happy for that. You got nobody to throw the ball to, but I mean, Courtland Sutton will be there.
Courtland Sutton.
He's not happy, bro. He wants to be paid. But, I mean, he's not happy. He don't want to be there. Houston Texans, pretty good draft. I like what they did. Lions, love what the Lions did in this draft.
The Lions had a great draft.
I don't know if you've seen – did you see that – oh yeah, one other team that I thought had a great draft was the Minnesota Vikings. I love their draft. They did a great job. They got JJ McCarthy and they got Dallas Turner in that first round. So I was really happy about their draft. Titans, obviously, for you. O-line, Steelers, O-line. We rolled with O-line, too, out of Washington. You guys, who'd you guys go? I can't remember who you got.
From Bama.
Yeah. Which I thought you probably
could have. Yeah,
you could have got a lot of other people. You could go out.
We should have got Rambo Dunze. We should have got a receiver.
No, but even at tackle, you probably could have gotten a couple guys that were ahead of him. But I mean, yeah. You know, you guys reached for that one. I don't know what that deal was there.
I'm not happy with our draft. I thought we did okay, but we didn't do great.
You drafted a lot of tackles, man. You guys really went heavy on offensive line this year.
Will Levis just got sacked the whole bunch. Pressure was a big thing.
Yeah.
We needed a wide receiver, too, but we didn't draft one to like the fifth round.
Who else had him? I mean, there was a couple other teams that had a pretty good draft. Oh, yeah. This is what I wanted to ask you. Did you see Micah Parsons' comments about, like, the Eagles drafting that corner?
Mm-mm.
Out of Toledo? He was disappointed or disgusted with the pick that the Eagles made. The Eagles selected a corner out of Toledo, and he's like, he was really upset about it, and he was like, he thinks they should have drafted an offensive line guy, but I don't know what the whole deal was, but because I just seen you know the big story headline and read into it a little bit, but he was disgusted for some odd reason. My only thought process is I'm thinking, dude, this ain't the Cowboys. Shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, nobody cares. Your opinion don't matter.
Yeah, the Eagles needed corners. The Eagles needed a corner. That guy in Toledo, he's pretty good. They needed him.
Well, this is my other thing, too, is that's your rival. Why are you caring if they drafted bad when
– Yeah.
I mean, that helps you.
I mean, do you see Steelers fans talking about Baltimore's pick? I mean, no, we're not talking about it. We don't care. Like, that's –
Exactly.
You know what? I'm sick of the Cowboys.
I'm sick of them. I can't stand them every year.
Dak's probably on his last year. Micah's probably on his last. It's a complete mess overall. And I don't know. As far as that whole team. Oh, yeah. He got into that huge argument. I don't know if you've seen it. It was kind of funny. He got it onto a podcast with CJ Stroud. I don't know if you've seen that.
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
Where Michael Parsons said the NFC East is the best division in football, and CJ Stroud went to AFC North, the best division. You've lost your mind. He said the Commanders and the Giants are trash. That's literally what CJ Stroud said. They're trash. He said, you have the Steelers, the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Browns, who all were better than the Giants and the Commanders. Oh, man. Michael Parsons sitting here defending, like, the Cowboys. He goes, oh, the Cowboys and the Eagles, man. He said, that's you, bro. That's you. What about the Commanders and the Giants?
Yeah, they're dog water.
But as far as the NFL draft, I'm excited for Caleb Williams. I am. I know you hate Caleb Williams. So with different sides.
I hate him. It's the fact that everyone needs to understand something. He's going to get fed to the Wolves his first year, and it ain't going to look pretty. It's not going to go good. They're hanging
out. It never does. Right. It never does. But I still think he can be a good quarterback in the NFL.
Not in Chicago, he can't.
Well, I think me and you can agree on this statement, though. This is the greatest offense Chicago's ever put together, and I don't think it's close. I think it's the greatest offense they've ever had.
How about that one?
But, oh, my God.
That offensive line's still bad, bro.
That
offensive line's still bad, and you know it.
They're not terrible. Not horrible.
They're bad. They are bad.
It could be a lot worse, though.
He's a running back.
I mean, I think they were a little bit bad. They have DeAndre Swift.
Jay Cutler had Alshon Jeffrey. I forget the other receiver's name. I forget him.
Are we bringing in Jay Cutler, bro?
Yes. Yes, because Jay Cutler actually had an offensive line. Jay Cutler should have went to win a Super Bowl, but he was too lazy.
Jay Cutler never had DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and Romeo Dunze at receiver. DJ Moore, Keenan Allen was one of the best receivers in football last year. Romeo Dunze is a great college football player. It could potentially be one of the fastest players in the NFL. And DJ Moore was good last year. Caleb Williams is walking
on paper.
This is the right, on paper. But this is the best situation that I've ever seen a rookie quarterback walk into. He is walking into one of the best situations that I've ever seen.
We'll see what happens.
But my favorite for the quarterback selection out of all, you know, the six that were picked, probably Jaden Daniels. I am excited to see what he does
in Washington. My opinion was the best quarterback in this draft.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what he does in Washington. I really am, dude. I'm thrilled about
it. He's in a good situation, I feel like, offensively. They just need some help.
I loved him with the Patriots because I wanted him for the Patriots' future, but I think this is a better, this is a more talented team, so he's going to have a little bit more fun with this team. And, you know, Commanders, you correct me if I'm wrong, but they haven't hired, I don't know if they've hired a new coach or not. I have no idea. And I like the Panthers, and I will say I like the Panthers trying to move in and get some receivers. Leggett from South Carolina, I like that move. I thought, you know, the Panthers as in trouble as they were with the Bears, you know, trading for Bryce, you know, trying to get Bryce Young and all that and how bad they were. I am happy they're trying to make some moves in the draft and they were trying to find something.
Because everyone's like saying Bryce Young sucks. I'm like, dude, he's in the worst situation ever. He's got no one around him.
I think Xavier Leggett and Deontay Johnson with Adam Thielen will be able to help him a lot. He's going to have a lot of help this year. Defensively, Carolina's not a bad defensive team.
No.
They need offensive line and more efficient at running back right now. That's what they need. But overall, love the NFL draft. Hate the Falcons and hate the Patriots. And the Chargers make no sense. Justin Herbert has no help. So the Chargers are a nightmare. Quentin Johnston's your best receiver. You might as well just pack the bags, Justin Herbert. We're done for the year. That's just I love Jim Harbaugh. I love Jim Harbaugh. I love Jim Harbaugh. I do. But if we're gonna fork out Mike Williams, let's not fork out Keenan Allen while we're at it too. I mean, come on. We gotta keep one at least. Or if we're gonna do both, can we draft a receiver at number 5? I mean, can we draft a receiver? Can we trade
I thought they were gonna draft a receiver. Them drafting offensive line first made no sense.
They don't have Austin Eckler anymore either, do they? They got Austin Eckler too.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they got Blake Corum. Somebody got Blake Corum.
The Rams.
Yeah, the Rams do. Yeah, Kyron Williams. That'll be fun. That'll be a fun team to watch.
I don't know. Overall, I'm boycotting the NFL over this hip tackle bullshit.
I know you're still mad about that, but
football ain't football anymore. It's ridiculous.
Overall, NFL draft happened, and back to the NBA and NHL.
Yep. Yep.
All right, just a 20-some minute episode, a little bit about the NFL draft, a little NFL draft special for me and Hunter. So, anyway, we'll see you guys later.
See you guys.